In the Gimel to say, Shida, Teva, Migdal, Shemitzrayim, and Hassad, Yeshnem, Shnei Tzirim, Echad, Lamala, Echad, Lamata. Different type of chest, boxes, and they have a opening, a door, and there are two pegs protruding from the door, which is the thing that's used as a hinge to keep it in place. Im yotza tachton kuloi mimkoimai also lazir shemet yitka. So there's one going up and one going down. If the bottom one came out of place, you're not allowed to put it back because it has to be firmly affixed, and we're concerned that you're going to screw it into place, nail it into place, whatever it is necessary to do, which is Isser of Makav Patish, Isser of Melach and Shabbos. Aval im yotza miksosoi, if only part of it moved out of place, doich rashi mazir mimkoimai kiven she'el yonisha mimkoimai. Since the top peg is in its place and the bottom one is just a little bit out of place, you've got to push the bottom one into place. Therefore, since it's pretty much, the whole thing's in place, just the bottom one slipped out a little bit, you've got to push it back into place. Of course, you just push it into place and there's no chashash you're going to do anything more than pushing it back into place. If the top one is out, then it's also a feel of doichel arzilim koima. And now I even push it back into its place because we're concerned that you will come to tighten it too much and be even nicer. Torah, sieve of mitzvah shel prochim. Also, lazir lahat. If you have a bed that's made of different joints, different parts, so you're not allowed to put it together on Shabbos, even if you don't put it with a very tight fit. You just connect the different pieces. Still, it's awesome because we're choishish. You will come to nailing it together, fixing it very tightly. And this is a type of boina. If he did nail it together or fix it very tightly, extremely tightly, then he's even is a derisive of binyan, even though it's a kli, but there is binyan in kelim when it's made a very firm, tight connection between the parts. Vim hi refuya, if he puts them together, but the connections are loose connections. The Ramah adds, it's darkly yoshifu. It's not enough that you're making a loose connection, but it has to be the way the bed is set up. Is you have like a type of frame and you put something into the frame, which remains loose always. That's mutar lachatchila. B'vav shelo yihadik. It's mutar lachatchila as long as you leave it as a loose connection and you don't tighten it. Second case. The third case is kosher prokim. Cup which is made of different joints and you remove the base from the top when you don't want to use it. So that is mutar lefakal achziv v'shavis. Yesh mishay meshed in kreis kamita. The machalik is about this kreis, where they allowed to take it apart and put it back together on Shabbos. So once again, we're talking about you're not making a firm, tight chibur, because that's also, you're making a loose chibur. Even so, the discussion of why should be mutter over here, why in Bichoshish maybe you're going to make it tight. The opinion that says it's mutter is because generally, this cup, you don't make it extremely tight. That would be considered a binyan deraisa. You make it a little bit tight, and therefore we're not concerned you're going to make it overly tight, because you don't want to make it too. You want to make it so something you can put together and take apart easily. Therefore, when at choshish, you're going to make it tight to the point that will be considered that you did a melacha d'orais. The second opinion is more stringent. He says that since lamaitz, it's normal for this to be tightened, then even though it's not made to be super tightened, but even if it's not made to be loose, the fact that it's made to be tightened is already b'chalal gzeira that they may come to do the binyan gomer. Magarval talked to a cup that had like a screw on bottom. So the mice, when you tie the screw on part, it's very tight. So it says, Moravam holds that's awesome. That's considered too tight to be permitted. A full chibur. But if you have a cover of a kli, then even though it's screwed on, like today, classic covers of kalim are screw on kalim, even though when you do it, it could be very extremely tight, still it's mutter because it's clearly not made to leave it that way. You're not going to be able to use it if it's always closed. You want it to be open and closed. So since it's made constantly open and close it, then it is permitted. Mishabur brings a taz that says that these kelim that you're not allowed to put together, even so they're not considered muksa, because we're not concerned that it will fall apart and we'll put it back together again. So come, that's what happened. Yeah. The Maisa Mishabur says, as far as these cups, which are not made to be fully tightened, but they are made to be tightened, not be loose, says in this thing, one should be machmir, but there's a need for it on Shabbos. You can be lenient to put together pieces that have a fairly tight, but they're not mamish screwed and nailed in together. The same applies if you have a stand that's made of multiple parts and you want to screw it into place. If you're going to make a tight chibur,
when you put it together, you should not do that on Shabbos. Siv Zayin, Koyrish and Ishbeh, Mutal Samacha Baruch Hamita. If you have a beam that broke, you'll have to support it by a bed frame, Shehem Kli, that's considered part of the Kli. So it doesn't look like you're building anything because taking a bed frame to support it, obviously you're going to eventually take away the bed frame. Look at the Shealeno. So if the beam, or let's say there was a type of bench or something that started caving in on one side, you let it support it, put a bed frame underneath it to prevent it from falling lower down. So it says, Loish Kadesh Atali, it's already tilted down, which you now put something underneath it to push it back up into its place. You can have it like a boina, consider that you're building something. Wherever it's holding now, you want to prevent it from caving in more, bending over more, then you'll have to put something underneath it. Also, this is supported by something with a tight fit. That is also, whenever you're doing some type of makeshift fixing, and Shabbos has to be something which is a loose connection. It's clear that you're not making it to a clean, you're just temporarily making it usable. Sivches, the similar thing of Tafsel, Shanishmat Achem Miraglo, the bench, one of his legs fell off. Also, I'll feel him come. You know, I put the leg back because we're concerned you're going to put it on too tight. And you'll be over the issue. What happens if the bench and the legs on one side fell off, so you want to support it on another bench? Then, even that, somebody say, it's also, his opinion is even more machmel, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's a machmel, they say, you now even move around the tzavsel, because something that's easy to take a piece that's out of it and stick it in very hard, they made Xavier, don't even move it around. Maybe you're going to come and fix the missing leg or whatever it is, very tightly, which it is in Bainah.